Last week on the first Sunday of Lent, we reflected on the human nature of Jesus as we examined his three temptations. They were real temptations, difficult temptations. You'll remember from last week, the temptation to satisfy his hunger by disobeying God, the temptation to do something so dramatic and spectacular that everyone would be compelled to believe in him, and finally, the temptation to do something good, saving the souls of every person on earth from going to hell by doing something absolutely evil, worshiping Satan. Last week, I didn't mention that there was a fourth temptation from the devil. Yet the devil uses it consistently. If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the roof of the temple. If you are the Son of God, if implies doubt. The devil tempts Jesus to doubt that he is the Son of God. Doesn't today's gospel stand in stark contrast to that temptation? On top of Mount Tabor, our Lord is transfigured in glory. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became white as light. And from the glory cloud, the voice of the Father is heard. This is my beloved Son. What a contrast from Satan's, if you are the Son of God, to the Father's voice thundering in response. There is no doubt, this is my beloved Son. The voice of the Father is only heard three times in the Gospels. Before the Holy Spirit inspired our Lord to fast for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by St. John the Baptist, and the Father's voice was heard, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." In today's gospel, on our Lord's journey to Jerusalem, when he stops off at Mount Tabor to be transfigured in glory, the Father's voice is heard for the second time. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The Father adds something to his original statement. He adds, "Listen to him. Listen to him. Obey him." And finally, in St. John's Gospel, when Jesus says that the hour of his suffering and death has finally arrived, Jesus says, "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, no, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then the Father's voice thundered from heaven and said, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." You'll notice that two of the three times that God the Father speaks, he says, "This is my beloved Son. No doubts. This is my beloved Son." As you know, Lent is a time of preparation for those who are preparing for baptism, those in our own community, those across our diocese, and of course for thousands of people throughout the world. These souls are preparing to be reborn through baptism as beloved sons and daughters of the Father. Make no mistake about it, they are not children of God. They are not children of God. But they will be in less than 40 days through the sacrament of baptism. That's what baptism does. It makes you a beloved son or daughter of the Father. There are other beloved sons and daughters of the Father who are already baptized and are preparing to deepen their relationship with the Father by coming into full communion with the Catholic Church through the sacraments of confirmation and Holy Communion. God the Holy Spirit and the body and blood of God the Son will seal them and fortify them to live more profoundly as beloved children of the Father. The greatest lie the devil tricks us with is to question our divine sonship. If you are a beloved son, if you are a beloved daughter, if implies doubt. Satan wants us to question and to deny are being beloved sons and daughters. So often people say to me, Father, I did terrible thing X, Y, or Z, so unfortunately I'm not a beloved son anymore. Father, this horrible thing happened to me, and so I'm clearly not a beloved daughter anymore. And I say, please, please, please reject, renounce, and rebuke these lies. You're not listening to the voice of your Father, who loves you. Neil Lozano, in his book Abba's Heart, writes, Adam and Eve began to listen to a voice other than their father's. Here, all mankind fell into deception and began to think, ooh, God can't be trusted. God isn't what he appears to be. God is not good. Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, says that this is the foundation of all the devil's lies. God is not a good father. The greatest lie the devil tricks us with is to question our divine sonship. A wise person told me recently that this is the only lie Satan tempts us with. It just comes in different forms. He wrote, if the devil can get us to reject the truth that God is a father who loves us, who cares for us, who wants what is best for us, then the devil can do anything he wants with us. He can convince us of anything. If we learn to live in our most true identity as God's beloved child, not only will we not sin, we will have no need to sin. What is sin besides us acting out of the feeling that we are unsafe, unwanted, undesirable, and unloved? Dwelling, abiding, remaining in our identity as a beloved child of God at home in the Father's arms will satisfy every single desire of our heart. That's profound, isn't it? The popular spiritual author Henry Nouwen writes, self-rejection is the greatest enemy of the spiritual life because it contradicts the sacred voice of the Father who calls us beloved. Being beloved expresses the core truth of our existence. Being beloved, I'll say that again, it's profound. Being beloved expresses the core truth of our existence. It is not by accident that the hero of Victor Hugo's novel Les Misérables is named Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean. John of John. John of son of John. John in Hebrew means God has been gracious. Or simply translated, Jean means beloved. John means beloved, because being beloved expresses the core truth of our existence. Need I say more? So whose voice are you listening to? I pray it is the voice of the Father. I pray it is only the voice of the Father. who calls you a beloved son or daughter. Let it sink in. Do not be afraid. The Father says to you, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased.